This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Baseball with the Royals. That's where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. Come and watch it with me.
Get warm in Kansas City. It's time for the boys in blue. Bobby, Vinny, Sally, Massey, Freddie, MJ, Indy, Walker, Reagan's, Luke, O'Matty, Q. We want to see some dingers, no hitters, game winners, a season at the game. Come hella high water, the boys in blue will come to play and win the day.
Baseball with the Royals, that's where you want to be. Yes, baseball with the
That's right. That's the old number fives right there for you, baby. Bracken Watson.
There you go.
Laying the old strings down for you there. That's a new Royal song for the new season that starts officially tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 10 minutes after the 3 o'clock hour. First pitch, Cole Reagan, Tyler Bibee.
Taylor.
Man, I can't wait. For me, it's a minor national holiday tomorrow.
No, it is. Like, it's a big holiday tomorrow, dude. Don't undersell it. It's opening day in Major League Baseball, and we got a team that wins.
Right. And we asked the poll question at the top of the hour that we always do, which is, do you tailgate for opening day? I was kind of astonished by the number that we got.
Okay.
So yes or no, tailgating on opening day. Let's see here. Let's refresh it. We'll scroll down. It is on the Fan 965 on our Twitter page every Wednesday. 56.9% said yes.
That's low.
43% said no.
Wow.
So 72 votes are in. Obviously, there's more time.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the old repost button. It's
That's
not kind of
surprising.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I am surprised about that. So for all the folks who say we need the baseball stadium with that massive parking lot to tailgate, it's opening day and only 50-some percent are going to tailgate. Yeah. That kind of blows a hole in that theory, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I will say that I will be out there. And you know, maybe, you know, throw down a sub, throw a few, little long toss sessions until it skips across the pavement. Then we're done.
It's like take somebody's tooth out.
It's like the kids in the football tailgate that just like start punting.
Hang on. And again, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. Kids in the tailgate. You have not been to one of our tailgates and seen that child.
Oh,
well, I mean, right over there giggling,
running routes,
running. Oh, really?
Oh, Lord. I didn't know you were trying to make a team.
We're just throwing around. It's fun.
No, no. Hang on. No.
He's in there like Gruden. I'm going to run an XYZ banana Weber grill out route to the Charcoal Kingsford corner dip.
Right, and then Ralph opens the bus doors and knocks him on the ground.
Oh,
it's the best.
No.
This man wears his gloves, puts his gloves on, sprays them with Stick'Em, and then lines up like the running man and goes uphill and runs down the road, dodging, mind you, people, cars, cones.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy who stands there that's supposed to be directing traffic but does nothing. And then you are out there trying to catch passes from your brother, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Not trying.
Right.
Succeeding.
Did you bring something up yesterday that people started talking about?
Did I? I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to tell me.
I blacked out about 8 o'clock. You just watched the live stream.
Yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock last night?
No booze last night. We were instead of Max a growing boy, I'm trying to be a good boy.
Yeah, there you go. It's good for
that
you.
That liver's
right?
starting to bark a little louder.
It starts yelling at you, right? When you hear, help me, help me. That's not your mind. That is actually your liver down there talking about that. But no, what we're looking at with the stadium stuff. So apparently yesterday, Asperia said they're not in contact with the Royals. Okay, I'll roll my eyes at that one, quite honestly. I never believe what anybody says, right? Roy Williams at one point said he didn't give a flip about North Carolina and ended up going there. But I do need to, I think, make the record clear. And I thought I'd been pretty clear on this. Please tell me if I haven't, you guys. I have said every time we've talked about the stadium, I'm not saying where it's going. I'm just giving you the information I'm hearing, right? For some reason, people have taken that I've been saying 119th and Nall is a done deal and this is where the stadium's going. Have I ever said that? Correct me if I'm wrong. Get on the mic. We can't hear your head shake. You know, you're shaking.
No, you never said that.
I've always prefaced it by saying, I'm always going to tell you what I'm hearing. Whether it happens, it happens. Whether it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you everything that I'm hearing on the stadium front. That's where I've been on this all the time. I've always told you what was going on with the stadium stuff, what people were saying, what people were telling me behind the scenes as to what was going. And this isn't just randos behind the scenes. It's pretty dialed in people that I've been talking to on this kind of thing, right? And so I've always said, I'm going to give you the information when I hear it. When I hear the information, I will pass it along. Take it and do with it what you want. People think because I say it, that means it's going to happen. That's not the case at all. I never said the stadium is a definite at 119th and Nall, 95th in Quivira, 85th in Antioch, whatever the case may be. We've never said any of these were definitive. The only definitive thing that I said is I want this stadium in the metro area so we don't have to worry about the Nashville Royals or somebody else coming in and poaching our team because we can't get the stadium done. That's the only agenda that I had. But somehow it gets out there, whether it was the mayor claiming it or whoever, that I'm out here saying it was a done deal at 119th and Nall. I never said that it was a done deal at all. I'm giving you the information. You can take it with how you want. I'm just disseminating the information about what's going on with the stadiums. And so yesterday, Asperia releases a statement. They're not in contact with the Royals. A day after, the folks downtown said, it looks like this Kansas deal is going to be too good to beat. So we're waving the white flag and we're not in talks to buy these buildings anymore that could have built the stadium at Washington Square Park. Then the mayor yesterday releases this thing that they're ready to offer $1.2 or $1.3 billion to the Royals to either build a downtown stadium or renovate the K. Renovating the K is not an option. That story also said yesterday, the Royals have not responded to the mayor about this deal. Don't you think if somebody was offering you $1.2 or $1.3 billion, you'd be on the phone right away? Like, I would be. I don't know. I think it's very weird that the team has not yet responded to the mayor about this. And I would imagine the mayor just didn't throw this out there yesterday into the public airwaves. There's probably been conversations taking place, and I'm sure the teams knew that something like this was going to come, but the team has not responded to the mayor yet about this offer. So that kind of tells you a little bit as well. So here we sit. We just don't know where this stadium is going to go right now. I do think they have talked to 119th and Nall. I know they've talked to 119th and Nall. I know they looked at 95th and Antioch. We know they looked at the East Village where it should have been. Then the mayor got involved, and then that Crossroads thing came up, which was a colossal failure. Then the North Kansas City stuff was talked about for a while. Then outside the area, outside the Jackson County area, at 119th and all 95th in Antioch, which is what we told you last February 26th, 13 months ago. This was a possibility that there were going to be other municipalities that would get involved if that vote failed. And so somehow yesterday, it came back on me like I said this was a done deal. I never said it was a done deal. And I preface that every single time. Here's the information I'm hearing. Do with it what you want.
Yeah, Texan will say, like, yesterday you were saying it was the bottom of the ninth. I think you were talking about
reading an article yesterday.
And I think you were mentioning, to be fair, that it's almost a done deal that they're going to move to Kansas.
Yeah.
Maybe not that location. Maybe that was, you know, implied. But that is what some people bring up. Like, again,
what people are bringing up is the quote that I read from the Business Journal article yesterday. The folks at who are trying to get the downtown baseball stadium built have put on their website, "We're in the bottom of the ninth. We need a rally." That's not Bob Fesco saying that. That's the folks who were trying to get this downtown stadium built. That was their quote on their website, according to the Kansas City Business Journal. That's not, and I said that yesterday too. This is not Bob Fesco saying that. This is the folks on the KC Business Journal that were saying that yesterday. I'll bring up the quote again. Give me a minute, please.
Other people saying came pretty close to when he said crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
That doesn't mean it's a done deal.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Right. Exactly. I'm just telling you what's going on.
I'm just Paul Revere here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
so is Bob. Yeah. Bob's just Paul Revere as well. He's just the messenger.
Just the messenger.
Sources. Yeah.
And I think that's the problem that we have right now is that so many people are tired of this whole thing, the situation that has become of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes anybody's sources. Nobody believes anybody's story because of how long it's drawn on.
Right.
You think about the timing, right? Like that it's, you know, here we are back into almost a year later since the vote was in April.
I mean, next week it's a year.
And all of a sudden it's like, well, it's getting brought back up. Yes, right. there were some things said on this show that got people maybe thinking this is where it was at. But I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, there was the 95% quote, there was the T's and the I's, there was we're rallying in the bottom of the ninth. I think a lot of this happens to be like, okay, well, he's saying this, so he thinks that it's actually going to go here. No, the quote was,
here's the rallying.
Quote. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the quote. 3D Development leads the We Love KC Baseball campaign, according to the Kansas City Business Journal. Their quote on their website now reads, "It's the bottom of the ninth, and we need to rally." That's 3D Development, who own the rights to buy the buildings downtown, saying that. That ain't me saying that. I don't know what inning it is. I don't care, quite frankly, what inning it is. And then at the end in their quote, 3D Development said this: "It is a critical time right now for Kansas Citians to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown Kansas City. The alternative and reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark." Again, not Bob Fesco saying that. 3D Development, as quoted in an email to the Kansas City Business Journal. Has nothing to do with me. I'm relaying the message. People don't listen. I understand that. You're in your car. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're doing the other thing. There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of white noise out there right now. I wish from day one the Royals and the Chiefs controlled this message a little bit better, right? Because there's been no comment from either team involved in this. There's really been no comment from the state of Kansas in this. The only person we're truly hearing from on any of this is Mayor L., you know, throughout all of this process. What does that tell you? I don't know what that tells you right now. But he's the only one that has been vocal about any of this from a municipality standpoint, from a state standpoint, from a team standpoint. The only person who's saying anything is Mayor L throughout all of this process. So I'm just relaying the information that I am getting from very dialed in sources about what's going on and then reading quotes from 3D Development that's been trying to get this thing done downtown that are saying it's the bottom of the ninth. And the reality is, as they said, Kansas is about to win this ballpark. That's their quote, not mine.
Coming up on the other side, we are days away from the NFL schedule release, and there are four opening scenarios for your Kansas City Chiefs. Which one do you like best? We'll explain which one it is, and I personally think it's the Raiders, but not because of the matchup, because of something else. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Opening day is officially tomorrow. Don't forget Friday, Hollywood Casino. We'll all be there. 6 to 7:30. Royals Roundtable with Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell and our very own Josh Vernier, who is the producer and creator of the sophomore album, the new season slogan, which like last year we did the Royal Caribbean Cruise. This year we do the Roadie Bus, all aboard. It starts tomorrow. Pick you up, and then we'll get you out of there, and then hopefully you stay on the bus the entire time, but it will be Cole Reagans taking the slab at 3:10 tomorrow for your Kansas City Royals live at the Cape. Beautiful weather. Going to be a great day. Going to feel like baseball. Going to feel like spring all over again, which it is officially spring, but you get what I'm saying. Going to be a great time tomorrow. Cannot wait for baseball. But, of course, unfortunately, the NFL is king.
It is. It is the massive king.
Because
right?
We are 50 days away from the NFL schedule release. I mean,
come on.
But, I mean, like you said yesterday, we're 95%. I'm kidding. We're it goes fast.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I think secretly, I think the schedule release is what? The draft is probably the most anticipated event in the offseason. Free agency is probably number two. Schedule release is number three.
Look, I'll be honest with you. That schedule release sets the tone for everybody's schedules in the fall.
And if it wasn't, then explain why everybody gets a little bit ahead of everybody else. I'm told the first Monday night game is this. We haven't even gotten the first game of the year.
Right.
We know it's Philadelphia on Thursday night at home against somebody.
Right.
Make it Philadelphia, Washington.
Yep, right? Come on, it's too easy.
Is it that easy?
It's too easy.
Or Philadelphia, Dallas. But or Philadelphia, all. Chicago.
That'd be good, too.
But the only thing is you can't show Chicago getting their ass kicked in week one because they're supposed to be a great team this year.
Or they do show up and win against Philadelphia, and all of a sudden it's like, is this the team to beat? Right. 16 more weeks to go.
Has Caleb Williams arrived?
Sure looks like he's got it all figured out now. Ben Johnson, Coach of the Year.
That's right. That's it.
You know, that's it. I bet he's the favorite right now.
Has to be.
Who's ahead of you?
Has to be. It's not Andy Reid.
No, he'll be like plus 5,000.
Yeah, again. I'll put another $5 on that one.
No doubt about it. But with the schedule release, and they have four opening scenarios for your Kansas City Chiefs. Number one scenario, because the Chiefs will start the season on the road unless
they play on Monday night.
Which they could.
Right.
So the three games that could be on the road, the first one we mentioned, Chiefs at Raiders 325.
Don't hate that.
Okay.
I'd like to get the Raiders early before they start to figure things out with their new coach and their new quarterback. I think with a new head coach and a new quarterback, the earlier you can play these teams, the better, because they're going to figure things out as they go along.
But how about that time slot, Daddy?
325. I like the 325 right? slot. I don't hate that.
To me, there's many reasons why this is perfect. One, you can start 1-0 in your division,
right?
Which you can't get into the playoffs really until you win your division or have a great record within your division. Then you win your division, you're automatically in, right? So that's what I'm getting at. Not only that, 325. You get the opening night game on Thursday. You'll have the Brazil game or whatever it is again?
Friday.
So then there's two games. Saturday, you're going to have some sort of like Tennessee versus Akron in football. It's not going to matter. It'll be like 72-7. Mac will still be running routes.
Locked in.
Somebody said he wears eye black and cleats.
Did Ralph text him? Because he does. Yeah, no, he does.
He uses Smokehouse Barbecue for his eye black.
Oh, he does. He puts a little of the Cajun butter sauce underneath there, and he gets right after it.
He's gritty. And then the other one, the 325, right? You get all of red zone from noon to 3.
And then
it's like, all right, I'm half cocked on the booze. Chiefs and Raiders are starting. You don't have to worry about going because you're going to be at your own house watching, or you'll be at a watch party.
And the Chiefs or the Royals will be playing a meaningful game that Sunday, probably around noon or, well, it'll be 1 o'clock if it's a home game. So you want to make sure you'll be able to see that game too.
Red zone, Royals, Raiders, 3 R's.
Cocked and ready to rock.
And as we were talking about yesterday, that Royals game for a 3:25 start will probably be over because baseball games are a lot faster than NFL games right now.
Average run time,
a half hour.
Average run time was 2 hours and 33 minutes last year, which is fantastic.
Average time for a football game, about 3 hours, 10 minutes. So you're looking about a 40. Like, so people who say baseball moves slow, not anymore.
Not anymore.
It doesn't, no.
You get like the seventh inning and the witching hour all the same time. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
My name is Dusty Likens.
Let's pay for YouTube.
I live at 7. No, I'm kidding. The other game that's a possible opener for the Kansas City Chiefs is Chiefs at Titans, and that would be a noon game.
Yeah, I don't hate the noon game either to start the opener. I don't hate it opening against the Tennessee Titans. You're going to have to play the Titans eventually. Rookie quarterback Cam Ward, I'd like to get him in week one before he figures things out, right?
Yeah, it feels like a for sure win. Can kind of just go in there and get a dub, an away game, get it out of the way. I wouldn't like that because I kind of wanted to go to the Titans game. If it's opening day, opening weekend, I can't really go.
Of Tennessee?
Free game, friends. Let's go.
Oh, it's free.
Well, probably.
Paying for your gas. I mean, that's awesome, man. I wish I had connections like that. The other one would be Chiefs at Cowboys Sunday night. Right? Because Monday going to be early.
The Sunday night against the Cowboys, does that really do it for you?
No.
Not really. I mean.
Right? Like, can we stop pretending the Cowboys matter?
Well, I mean, according to ratings, they definitely
matter. I know,
matter.
They do.
Like,
you're right.
Unfortunately, like, we can say that Duke doesn't matter in college basketball, but hey, here we are watching everything about that. So I think that, you know, Dallas is, I'm advocating, I just want Dallas and the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. I know it won't happen because ratings with the Giants and Cowboys last year is like one of the top six in the league.
Top game of the year, I think.
It was Cooper Rush versus DeVito.
Yeah.
And it had like 18.6, or no, it was like 31 or 32 million viewers on Thanksgiving.
No, 37, I think. Like something stupid. Yeah, yeah.
It's in the 30s, I believe.
Oh, it definitely was. High 30s, yeah.
And I mean, I don't think the Chiefs and Dallas have played on Thanksgiving since.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
So I want to say it was when I was in college is the last time the Chiefs were on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys.
I remember Dale Carter got ejected because Michael Irvin got in his head.
That's right. That was that game. Yep. That's the
last
time.
That's all I remember about that Thanksgiving game. Was my dad was like, Dale Carter, you flipping idiot. I was like, what happened? He's like, he let Michael Irvin get in his head. You never let the other guy get in your head because he wins. Yeah. It's like, all right, Dad, chill, dude.
You don't calm down, man. It's happy the mid-90s, right? We're eating turkey.
But, I mean, that was, dude, that was, my dad was my age in the mid-90s.
So,
I mean,
he was, you know, that's
where that fandom is passionate.
Yeah.
Then the one home game opportunity you can have is Ravens at Chiefs Monday night. I'm out.
You were out on that yesterday. You go, I've seen this before, and I'm with you.
Yeah, I've seen Chiefs-Ravens open the season. I also am selfish, and I don't want to wait and to be the last game to be played in the opening weekend. I want it, and I'm Veruca Salt. I want it, and I want it now. Mm-hmm. That's why I love that 325 Raiders game. Brock Bowers, Travis Kelce, torch being passed, I don't know. Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Are the Raiders a new revived team? They did a lot of moves in the offseason. 325 is perfect for an opening Sunday because you don't have to like ruin your day, your evening. Everybody, I mean, me personally, I love a 325 start.
Yeah, I'm good with that one. I think Raiders 325 opening, that would be the best. The worst would be that Monday night one. The second worst would be the Sunday night game. Titans would be fine at noon. I'm good with the 325 or noon start on Sunday. I just don't want Sunday night or Monday night.
Titans at noon would be great because then your day's over and you got a dub.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And be about your day, right? And watch the late games and just kind of enjoy it, you know? That anticipation waiting till Monday night, just doesn't work for me.
Well, it's just the longest day ever.
It is.
You get to have a fun day on Monday on the show for us being, like, biased because we get to react to everything that happened in the NFL weekend. But then it's also,
there is that. That's right. That's a good point.
You get every game and you know every scenario at that point. And then, but still, it's like, oh, we're out here at 10. We still have 8 hours until this game kicks off.
And that,
like,
that part does suck.
I want it, and I want it now is where I'm at in that. That's why if I rank them, Raiders at 325, Titans at noon, Cowboys Sunday night, Chiefs Ravens Monday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. The exact order, I think, for me on that one.
I think selfishly I'm with you guys, but I think for the Chiefs, the devil's advocate would be playing Ravens week one is nice.
We did it last year.
And they won.
Right.
And the Ravens got
by
better.
A toe.
Yeah, exactly. And the Ravens got better and better, you know, just like the Chiefs did, except they didn't because they got hurt. You know, you got injured. I think playing Lamar Jackson and that offense week one rather than when they get their bearings and their feet under them in week 10, week 8, I like that. But I'm with you. Raiders 325 is where I'm at.
Yeah. Go beat up on the divisional opponent. Get an early win. Knock it out of the way. Get a slight lead in your conference or your division, whatever they call it these days.
Yeah. What's more important, to have the lead in the AFC or the AFC West after week one?
Well, you can't have one without the other.
No, sure you can. If you beat the Ravens, you're 1-0 in the AFC. You're 0-0 in the AFC West, right?
Okay, heard.
So which is a more important win on opening day, the Ravens or the Raiders?
Raiders. Because if you lock your division up, you're automatically in.
Right.
Obviously, if you have the best record in the AFC, you're going to have the number one seed.
Right. So you start to lock that in. You beat a team that you look at.
But you're not. Yeah, it's kind of a weird question because, like, I don't really know how to answer that. Because I know that if you beat the Ravens, there's, you know, you have an advantage outside of your division. But I think getting to the playoffs is the first goal.
Yeah.
And you can get to the playoffs automatically if you win your division. So
absolutely.
If you already have a win over the Raiders and it's in their house, then the Raiders are almost eliminated immediately because then they have to come to Kansas City and win.
There's a good way to look at that as well. You know, I think both scenarios are interesting. For me, I know we're in the playoffs. So it's all about, for me, jockeying for playoff position and having the tiebreaker in week one already over Baltimore. I like that.
That's where I'm at.
That theory, you'd have to think, if your theory is that, you know, your top four teams in the AFC this year are going to be Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Cincy. You want to throw Cincy in there yet?
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, unless you want to throw Houston and the other division, but I think Cincinnati probably.
Maybe
yeah.
New England with Stephon Diggs.
I mean, you like New England going from worst to first.
I like New England a lot right now. It's my worst to first candidate.
No doubt. All right. That is the first four possible scenarios. So we'll all be wrong. They'll probably play like the Chargers on
at 119th and all.
No. We're about 40% sure on that. But let's get into one word, Mac.
All right, one word. We'll stick with the NFL. A lot of news yesterday. It was like the second wave of NFL free agency. It was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It was a little quiet there for the NFL for a few days. Rare that happens. They came back, boisterous as ever. One word for Russell Wilson. 1 year, up to $20 million deal. $10 million guaranteed to the New York Giants. Now two quarterbacks there on the roster, Jameis and Russell Wilson. One word for Wilson, the New York Football Giants.
Entertaining.
Perfect. He's in New York. And he's got the complete polar opposite guy in front of him. And how great will it be that Russell Wilson will get benched for Jameis Winston, and then he'll go out there and win? Now, they're both pretty religious dudes, but they carried in a different way.
It's true.
Like, Russ is cringe about it. Like, he's like, yeah, let's giant, you know? Whereas Jameis is like, the horses are out of the barn and the Lord is going to not let me throw a pick six. But, I mean, New York with Jameis Winston, he's got the perfect role. He's not the guy. Russell Wilson's the guy. So the tabloids and the papers and the articles are going to throw a bunch of shade in New York towards Russell Wilson, while Jameis Winston's going to sit back there with a cigar, eating a cutlet with his buddy Tommy Cutlets, and they're going to be just fine. Russell Wilson's the worst possible scenario, in my opinion. Should have stayed in Pittsburgh.
They didn't want him.
They didn't want him, though. So he ran out of there. So, I mean, look, it's...
I love it. I am so excited.
You're excited.
You know, it actually makes the team interesting.
It's like they want Daboll to get fired.
Well,
Jay brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we sit, though. There's not a quarterback in the draft. And why, at this point, if Daboll's on the hot seat, if you're ownership, you're like, I don't think we should draft a quarterback this year. Meanwhile, you're thinking in the back of your mind, it's probably going to go south. You don't want to draft a quarterback into a system, then fire the coach and offensive coordinator, and then it's year two of a new system. Now you're back to square one with your rookie quarterback, and that's not a good spot to be.
No, it's true. I mean, honestly, it's interesting, too, because Russell Wilson, you know, is he a surefire starter? I know they're paying him like it. I think he'll start week one. But you mentioned Dusty come week five, week six. I don't know. I think there's a chance Jameis Winston gets a nod.
It's an open competition.
Who puts out more stats, honestly? Malik Nabers getting thrown to by Winston or Malik Nabers getting thrown to from Russell Wilson? I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's Winston.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think Malik Nabers would go off. I think if Jameis Winston was the surefire starter and they told you that, I'd say draft him in the first round of fantasy football.
I just see a very, very ugly relationship with Malik Nabers and Russell Wilson.
Oh, I could see that.
But too. I see a great relationship with Jameis. Malik and
we're
Jameis.
All on the same page. Yeah,
I think so. Okay, one word for Stephon Diggs to the Patriots, 3 years, $69 million.
Nice.
Yeah.
Overpaid.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, for me, I don't know, expensive, but like they have all that money. Like, do you see the laundry list of what they've done in the offseason?
Oh, they spent so much money.
You had to hit the C more just to see more players that were added to that quoted tweet. Like, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, they have room for it, they have the money for it. I mean, week 8 ACL injury, aging receiver. What is he, 31?
I think he's 31.
Yeah, and I mean, he's coming off ACL surgery midway through the season.
Yeah.
Going to a team that I think Drake May is okay, but is he going to have time to throw it to him? I know they've done some moves on the offensive line. They're going to have some draft capital as well. I don't know. I'm with Bob. Expensive.
I like the thought process of getting a veteran guy for a young quarterback. It's very much like what the Chiefs did with Sammy Watkins and Patrick Mahomes. They didn't know how good Mahomes was going to be. They wanted a veteran presence with him. And, well, the rest is history. But with Drake May, you still don't really know how good he's going to be. You'd like to have that veteran presence. Hopefully he doesn't run himself out of New England like he did in Minnesota, Buffalo, and Houston.
Yeah, get a veteran in the room for that young guy. Draft a young stud. Him, Matt Collins, Kayshon Booty, not bad. One word for going over to basketball. One word for Richard Pitino, Rick's son. Over to Xavier, got the job there from New Mexico.
I swear I saw he was going to Villanova yesterday.
Did I have?
No, you're right.
Okay,
no,
I was like, did I get this? Yeah.
I went to bed, it said he was going to Villanova. I woke up, he had gone to Xavier.
Damn.
You know, so, fine, I guess. I mean, he's been okay as a coach, you know?
Yeah, it felt like this last month really kind of vaulted him up.
That's what March does, though, yeah.
It does.
I think it's perfect. He's East Coast guy. He's got that personality,
yes.
Right?
And he's the same conference as his old man, so those will be fun matchups, right?
Very fun.
Wholesome, home, fun, perfect. All those sort of words kind of give me that vibe for him. And Xavier.
Xavier. And then this was just random. I was in the garage listening to some jazz music, so one word for jazz music.
Soothing.
You said you're in the garage. My cord went out, sorry.
No, you're good. It was just random. I was in the garage yesterday listening to some jazz music, so one word for jazz.
KC.
All right, Casey, what'd you say?
Soothing.
I like that. All right.
You should listen to Motown, too.
Okay, we were at, yes. Okay.
Like, go listen to the Drifters Up on the Roof.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Sugar Pie, Honey Butt.
That's where I went yesterday, was up
you
on the roof.
You know that I love
oh,
you.
Nice.
Yeah. I have a little step ladder. You can get up there, small house,
oh,
you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sit up there.
Don't fall.
No, I won't. Even if I did, well, I don't know if I would hurt myself, but maybe. But yeah, go up there on the roof where all the, you can just kind of see.
Yeah, see everything. That's nice.
It's kind of peaceful. I just want my legs to go through the roof like Chevy Chase in the attic.
I did that as a kid, right through the ceiling. Yeah, snooping for Christmas gifts in the attic.
Yeah, and there you go. Know. Karma.
Man, my dad looks up. He's like, oh.
Where were you today?
Well, they knew exactly where I was.
Yeah. Well, when it feels like yesterday, I mean, you have to be on the roof. You have to be outside. It was amazing yesterday.
Beautiful day.
Incredible.
Yeah. Somebody says Big East, Conference of the Dons.
Yes, the Dons.
Except we lost our Don. St. Don's is out. No white suit. No Pitino in the Final Four.
And I think you're right. I think we're going to get that in the second weekend.
Absolutely.
He was saving that.
Yeah, he had it. He was ready to go. He had it at Pride Cleaners.
That's right. That's why you don't save anything for good. You never know when it's not going to happen.
You're right.
Right. Yeah. Either way, whatever. I wish he was going to be there. Tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Puka Nacua said he's going to retire at 30. 30 years old. How would you feel if Patrick Mahomes did that next year? We'll get your response in this set of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Royals, Chiefs, K-State Athletics, all in the house. Mac Morey in the house as well. Bob Fesco, myself, Dusty Likens. Tim, glad to have you. Top of the hour, we get back into the poll question. Hopefully people will start to understand it a little bit more. I had to clarify.
Well, after we've experienced over the last couple of days, people don't listen and comprehend, Dusty. Mm. How are they misconstruing the poll question?
Well, I mean, just somebody on Twitter was like, so here you go. The poll question is, do you tailgate at opening day, yes or no?
It's pretty simple, right?
And one of the responses we got was, baseball is not football. People don't tailgate for it. Okay, in the tweet, it says, for specifically opening day, I don't tailgate for baseball games. I'll be honest with you. But opening day,
it's different.
I'm taking a six-pack of whatever, Miller High Life, Corks, however I want to get down at it, and I'm taking a little grub. Maybe I'm getting a little cue. Maybe I'm getting a little, you know, Jersey Mike sub because that's a great underrated tailgate option.
It's a great tailgate option, yeah.
Or just like one of those like sub platters.
Yeah.
Everybody just grabs a good handheld.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was simple. I thought, hey, opening day, rare occasion, baseball game. Is this where, because that's kind of what it's implicating.
Right.
Is that like, or implying, is that we know nobody tailgates for baseball. I say nobody. There's always going to be people that will.
Yes.
Right. Even if it is just like a little Weber grill and some glizzies, you're still, that's considered tailgating.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And there ain't nothing wrong with that either.
No, we used to do that in college all the time, man.
Throw a little mustard on those dogs.
Cheese-filled hot dogs. That was, you know, somebody went to the blood bank and donated their plasma that day if you got the cheese-filled hot dogs.
Don't sleep on those. They're not bad.
Come on, Lash. You know you did that.
It's a guilty pleasure, but I enjoy the cheese-filled dog.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
You'd probably eat it and be like, yeah, it's good.
Probably would.
Never thought about putting mustard on it either. That's good, too.
No, not the mustard.
Oh, yeah, you know, the mustard bandwagon. Yeah, you know what? Live your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, never mind. I'll stop myself there. Yeah.
As I've realized over the last couple of weeks, life is too damn short to give a flip about anything. You want to put mustard on your donut, go ahead.
Go for it.
What the hell do I care, right? If you want to think I've been pushing a false narrative about, go ahead, believe it. Sure, Mayor L. What the hell was that?
Somebody said yesterday, an NFL player, Puka Nacua, said that he will be done at age 30. The reason why is he said he's a big family guy, not Peter Griffin or Lois or anybody like that, but he's a big family man. Well, and he says, I know I want to retire at the age of 30. I think of Aaron Donald to go out on top. I think it would be super cool. But also, I want to have a big family. I want to have at least a starting five.
God love you.
I came from a big family, so I need five boys for sure. But also, like, I want to be able to be a part of their lives and be as active as I can with them. So Nacua says, as of now, that at age 30, he will walk away. So the question we bring up to the text line, 913-586-7965. I believe Mahomes will be 30 next year.
Yeah. The season.
What if it's over after? Let's say let's just go perfect case scenario. Mahomes wins the Super Bowl. He's got four titles. He went to seven Super Bowls. He's won two MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm done. I got two kids of my own. I want to go home. I just want to watch them. I want to raise
three
my family.
Now.
Or three, yeah.
Yeah.
I got three kids of my own. I want to hang out with my family, and I just want to be done. How would that make you feel as a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
You know what? I would feel lucky that we got to experience it for that period of time and got what we got out of it. That's how I would feel. I would feel lucky if that's where we were. Do we want him to go? Hell no. Nobody wants Patrick Mahomes to retire, just like nobody wants Puka Nacua to retire. But what if Patrick in his rookie year said, I'm only doing this till I'm 30, right? And then went on this run, and let's say he does finish it off with another Super Bowl, and he said at the beginning, I'm only doing this till I'm 30, and he ended up winning four Super Bowls here in Kansas City and then retired. How would you feel about that? I think people would feel unfulfilled, like they wanted more. But I see what's going on with Andrew Luck, man, when that guy walked away from the game and how he just kind of said, that's it, I'm done. I was able to walk away. A lot of players walk away earlier than expected because of the wear and tear. They want to make sure they can live their life, you know, once the game is over. So I would not feel any ill will. I'm sure people would, and I'm sure Patrick would probably have to move out of Kansas City because people would be upset. But I would say this, I would feel lucky if Patrick Mahomes retired at 30 and we had four Super Bowl championships. I would look back at the greatest 8 years of our lives in sports.
I think I would get there eventually. I think right off the bat, I'd be pretty like, damn it. Like there is more meat left on the bone here. This is that you're not done. You're the best.
You there is though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for me, you're right. And for him, there's that wouldn't be the case. So I wouldn't feel shorted, but I just feel like, damn, there could have been another 5 or 6 years there. But yeah. I would have gotten there over time and been like, but do you remember the last 6 or 7 we just had? It was one of the best runs, forget football, in sports history.
Right.
So, yeah, I could get there and be grateful. You know, I think it would change things if Mahomes in 2017 was like, hey, guys, by the way, 30 years old, I'm out. You know, and then I'd be like, okay, I can at least prepare myself. But, yeah, that'd be tough. Good for Puka, you know?
Yeah, that's what I felt, too. Like, he knows what he wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to go make a living for a while, great living, play football, and then when he gets to that point, he's ready to walk away, and he's going to be at peace with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not the same situation because, like, the accolades that Mahomes has, like, we already know he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mm-hmm. Some people think he's the third best quarterback already of all time, so it's easier that way. But to take it from the other side, I think that it wouldn't just be Mahomes that we would see step away. I think this would be one of those things where it's like, all right, if he's done, Andy's gone. Travis has already said this is probably it.
Yeah.
So he'd be gone. And if Andy's gone, Mahomes is gone, Travis is gone, that makes me think Spags is probably gone.
Yeah, he may go. Chris Jones may retire. You know?
Now, luckily for this franchise, they got it done. Like Andrew Luck, it was just like out of left field, right?
Which is nuts.
Yeah. Like you were like, holy cow, you just lost to Mahomes in the playoffs. Like you were a playoff quarterback. You have a lot of this like promising future. And it was like,
The next season.
It's like, yeah, my body's out. I made enough money. And now he's the general manager at Stanford.
Who just fired his coach yesterday.
Classic. Yeah. Imagine getting fired by Andrew Luck.
Hey, sit down real quick. Sorry. You're out.
Apparently this guy was bullying people though.
Wow,
and just being a jerk.
So yeah, that's not good. But no, I think that it would be like, it would be one of those things where I think, like, I think Mac's response is probably the majority of the city.
Sure.
Where it'd be like, damn it, really? Like, I needed 10 more years. That's okay, I think, at times as a selfish fan to feel that way.
Yeah. Oh, but, absolutely.
But then afterwards, and this is a really weird analogy. I know this is going to be way out there, but it's like losing a loved one. You're like, man, this sucks. You know, this really hurts.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But then you go back and you start celebrating the life that was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, man, I'll never forget that Christmas in 98, or I'll never forget that trip we took in 2014. I'll never forget when we went to this or whatever. And then it's like, man, Mahomes is so great. It was like, got four Super Bowls. We went to seven. You know, we got AFC championship banners galore. Yeah. He's got whatever he wants the rest of his life. And then everybody else would be like, what if he wanted to come back at 35?
Like there'd be that every year. Does Mahomes want to make a comeback?
Does he miss it?
Right. Look at the quarterback classes. They stink. Is Patrick Mahomes going to make a comeback? You know, that would be out there as well. But you can't be mad physically, if you will, at an athlete for wanting to walk away when they're done. Like, it's up to them. And if you have in your mind that you're done with whatever it is in life, then you need to be done with that. Once you've made that decision, enact that decision and go forward with it. And if that's what Puka Nacua is going to do, more power to him. I don't think there's one person on this earth right now who would not say, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to be done with everything at 30. Who wouldn't want to be able to walk away from whatever it is at 30 and just be a family man, raise the kids, be a dad, be a good husband, right? Everybody would love to do that. Sounds and I think there would be jealousy more than anything if a guy like Mahomes or Puka Nacua at 30 years old just said, I'm done, because we look at that and go, man, I wanted to be an athlete my whole life, and these guys had it, and now they're walking away.
Yeah.
The feeling would be more about you than it would be about the player.
100%. It'd be a selfish outburst. And then after, like Dusty said, you kind of look back and go, oh, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. There's a good text here from the 913. It's a selfish word here, but cheated.
Yeah.
Says Patriots and Colts got their guys in their late 30s. I'd get over it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
How many titles did Peyton win for his Colts? One?
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, that's like, that's the thing. You have the beneficial factor. And, of course, this all goes back to what we had just mentioned. Puka Nacua announced, you know, yesterday, like, or maybe a couple days ago, that he wants to retire by the age of 30 because he wants five kids. He wants to have a good family. And I know that his, like, religious faith, right, big family. I believe he's of the Mormon faith.
I went to
BYU. Yeah. Believe that's what he is, and they believe in big families.
Yeah.
So like that's what he wants to do. If that's what you want to do, go do your thing, man. Be you, boo.
Yeah.
Like we just say to start the segment, do whatever you want in your life. I don't care. Somebody says put mustard on your dog and dip it in nacho cheese. Damn right, dude.
Yeah. You want to do you? You do you. You know.
You want to go eat a slugger dog? You want Slugger's waffle? Go get it, baby. It's there for you at the K, which starts tomorrow, opening day. The Chiefs are 50 days away. I saw something yesterday that kind of made my eyes open a little bit wider, and it was power rankings for pitchers and where Cole Reagans is at and why I disagree where it will be at the end of the season. You'll like it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals. I know that I'm hard.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.